You were holding that Tzadik Zayin Lamed Aleph. The Mir Yishal again, the Gemara before said that the Shulchan could become Tameh. So Shala was why it's only Kliyates. Hosul Nachas, it's not Metalto, Mole Varekom. So why was the Mekabel Tumah? So he gave an answer, yes, that they used to lift up the Shulchan with the Lechem to show it to the other Regolim. So the last question of Gemara was, what do you have to come on to that for? The Chur would have a Tzipa, you absorb around it. And the Chur, we should go after the Tzipa, we should go after the covering. And since the covering was metal, was gold, that's Mekabel Tumah, even though it's Hosul Nachas. So more one thing to maybe to say no here, the covering, the gold plating on the Shulchan was not fastened to the Shulchan. So more said, let's know, V'aboyi Resh Lakish Me'ab Yechanan, B'tzipu Oymer B'tzipu Shein Oymer, there's only talking about tzipu that's fastened to the Kli, or even if it's not Oymer, it's not fastened onto it. And who then he asked the Mashallah was, B'shechifes Levazazin, does it have to cover over, overlay the rims of the Kli? Or Bishlechifas Levazazin, even though it doesn't cover over the rims, is it still Mekabel Tumah or not? The Yomalei Nebuchadnezzar answered back and said, Leishana Tzipu I made, for Leishana Tzipu Shein I made. It doesn't make enough Kanuna whether the Tzipu, the covering up of gold, is fastened onto it or it's not fastened onto it. And Leishana Chifas Levazazin, Falashna Lechidus Labazin, that's not enough to me now whether it's covering over the rims or whether it's not covering over the rims. Still it's Mekabel Tumah. So again we have a question, the Shulchan Achor Pshita should be Mekabel Tumah because it's covered over with gold. So Mora says the Chitim, maybe you want to tell me Atse Shitim Chashivi, maybe the wood they use for the Shulchan, the Atse Shitim is very harsh of a wood, for not that badly, and doesn't become bottle to the covering of gold, so it's still called a wooden kli. So most of that depends. Honichla Resh Lakish Diyamalashin around the kli, ach salgus, habon dinasayam. When do we say you go basa? What's covering it up? That's only a regular type of wood. Avo the kli misanis, but the special type of wood made out of kli, made out of fine wood, avo misanis, chashiv of lebatli. If the kli is made out of fine wood, then even though it's covered over with gold or with silver, still it's not Mekabel Tumah. Because the gold boss is the main thing, the wood itself. Then sharper, then you could say good here, so the shulchan also. Since the shulchan was made from a special wood, the gold is not bottled in the ikur of the eights. But Elul, the Rabbi Yechon, the Yamakon, the Yechon, it says no. Kli misam isnami batli, even though it's fine wood, if it's covered over with gold. Still you go boss of the metal, is so ma'ikul ameima. So what do you have to say, new terutz, and why the eights of Mekabel Tumah, pshit, it's matkes. Smoah says, no, I'll tell you, shani, shulchan, the shulchan is different. The Rachmona Kariyates, the Torah calls it wood. Shinem Apostolic says, in Yecheskel it says, ha-mezbeach eitz shalosh amos. The mezbeach is made out of wood. It was 3 amos tall, shalosh amos goiva, orkoi shtayim, the length was 2 amos, shtei amos, or miktsoyis, and the corners, loi, the orkai, the corners there, and the length of the kiroisav, and the walls were 8, was made out of fine wood. Vayadabra line, he said, Zeh shulchan of Nei Hashem, this is the shulchan of Nei Hashem. So he's talking about the shulchan, it says the word 8. So here you see, shulchan is called 8. So most time is the question, this postrik is postach the mizbech the same b'shulchan. The postrik starts off with talking about the mizbech, and it ends off with the shulchan. What's the pshat? So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar the Amatavah, they both say that bizman she beis hamikdash kayim, bizman we have the beis hamikdash, then mizbech is mechaper al adam. But the achshav shein beis hamikdash kayim is shochanish al adam mechaper al av, a person shulchan. That he gives to eat, he gives people to eat, he gives orchim, he gives aniyim to eat, that's what's mechapa for him. So that's why in the same pasuk it says the shulchan and the mizbeach, teaches both of them are mechaper al ha'adam. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that arbos nifrim shozov ha'yishom. There were like 4 poles on the side of the shulchan to support the lechem. So Moses says, how do we know this from where the psukim? Samarav Ketini Omakro. Rav Ketini said, the Pesach says like this in Shemais. Pesach said that one of the kelim you have to make for the Shulchan, it says, V'yosisa Kareisov, the Kapoisov, Kshoisov, or Merkiyosov. So what are these things? So Gemara says, Kareisov, Elu Dufusin. Kareisov means you should make the forms to bake the lechem aponim in. Like we had before, there were three different forms. One they put the dough into, one they baked in the oven, and then when they take the challah out of the oven, they put it into the third form. So that's the Kareisov. What's the Kapoisov? So Gemara says, Elu Bezichim. That's the two cups that they held the bezichim, the levainer in them. What's the kishosev? Elu sanifim. That's our sanifim we're talking about now, the side beams going up the shulchan to support the lechem. Omen kiyosev, what does that mean? Elu kanim. That's the kanim we had before, that in between each lechem, there are like three rods going across, holding up one lechem, making some space in between one and the other. The Pasuk says, "Asher yistach ben," meaning to say, "Shemesachin ben echalechem," that these kanim, these rods, cover up the lechem. On top of the lechem, there are three rods going across. In order to hold up the next lechem, above it, there should be some space in between. So the kids say, that is the Pasuk that teaches us, you have to have sanifim by the shulchan. Now the Gemara says, "Moisiv Reva," Reva is the question. It also says in the Mishnah that Loi Sidur Hakanim for learning Tilosan Dochen Es HaShabbos, not putting the rods in place and not taking them away is Dochen HaShabbos, meaning to say even though on Shabbos you have to take off the old lechem and put in the new lechem, still you cannot be mefalik these rods or put in new rods, but rather you have to take care of it before Shabbos. Now the question is why? The Yis, how could that be? You tell me and think. That the rice, so that with the rice you have to have these kanim, you have to have these rods there between the lechems. If so, why are my ain't derchas as a Shabbos? Why isn't it derchas as a Shabbos? It's with the rice you have to have these. So why isn't the derchas as a Shabbos? Rashi b'yafagav di'ein shvus b'midish. Haitiltol lav mishum shvus el de mechse kebein of a seiser. So it's only a mechse, it looks like you're building or being seiser. So the question is, why isn't the Dech HaShabbos? Even though regular shvus you don't have, but this is a different issue, this is a mechse kebein. But I call upon him, it should be Dech HaShabbos since it's a mitzvah to do with the reiser. So Moshe says, Hod Rama Rav, and then Rav was chaser and said, lav milsa, it's not really a good question. The army, what you're saying. Whereas really could be it's midi raisa. You have to have these kanim here. The question is, why isn't the Dech HaShabbos? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that klal omer of Akiva, Akiva says a klal over here, that kol melecha shev shalom la'asayisim er HaShabbos, any melecha by the tlechem upon him, that could have been taken care of before Shabbos, like the tchina and the akod, the grinding the wheat, or sifting the wheat. Therefore, any Dech HaShabbos, since it could have been taken care of before Shabbos, we say it's not Dech HaShabbos. If so, the Hani Nami, the source of the Siluk, and putting up these Kanim, is Efshar to do Erev Shabbos, Hani Nami Efshar, it's Shah to do it on Erev Shabbos, therefore the Dech HaShabbos allow you. Therefore you have no right to be Dech HaShabbos. And what's the reason why? Because a time of why, what's the reason you're supposed to have these Kanim, these rods going across, from one lechem to another lechem, like holding up the lechem, making some space in between. What's the reason? Time am I? The lechem should not become spoiled. We want air space to come in between. So here, this small amount of time, that if on Shabbos alone, you're not going to have these kanim there, so from the old lechem, it's only half of a Shabbos. And from new ones also, it's only half of a Shabbos. It's only half of a day. So therefore, for this small amount of time, we're not really afraid the lechem will become spoiled, and therefore, this is something that could be done after Shabbos. Or after Shabbos, therefore, it's not Dech HaShabbos. And like it says, Kedatanya, like we learned, Ketzad, how did they do this? How did they put the lechem on? That Nichnas Mer HaShabbos, used to come in on Mer HaShabbos, Vishantan, they would take off these kanim. Or Manichan, they would leave them La'okin Shashokan, according to the length, against the length of the shulchan, and they would put in the take off the old lechem on Shabbos, put in the new lechem, And then on Moitzoy Shabbos, after Shabbos, Nichnat, they would come in, Magbiya Rosher Shachala, they would lift up the top part of the Chala, Umachnis Konatachte, and they would put this rod underneath it. For Chozu Magbiya Rosher Shachala, then they would pick up the other head of the other side of the Chala. Again, Umachnis Konatachte. Now, Arba Chalis, four Chalis, Tzurichos Shloisha Shloisha Kanim, had three rods going across them to hold up the challah. Well, you know that the top layer, the top challah, and the three challah shnayim, you only had to have two rods underneath it to hold it up. With Rishayna Le Masri, because it wasn't such a heavy, didn't have such a load, it's only one challah. The Hatachtayna, the bottom challah that was on the shulchan itself, also in the three challah, did not have to have kanim kolikar at all. Why? Because the bottom challah was on the shulchan itself. So the girsa, the sheet has is, shulchan the korah, because the shulchan was cold, but it kept it fresh anyway. They did not have to have air, the shulchan itself kept it fresh. So he said, that was the matter, since he was able to do it on Erev Shabbos, he did not have to do it on Shabbos, therefore, since it would be also mechze kibinyin, it's also to do it on Shabbos. Tanan Hossam, we learned the Gemara Mishnah in Kalayim that Rabbi Meir says that Kol Amos Shoyi Bamigdash, all the Yamas that were in the Beis Hamikdash, but the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, Beninus, they were made out of medium type of Amos. Rashi says it means Shoshisha Tvachim, they were made from six Tvachim. And Rashi says later will explain why is it called Beninus. But she says, Mishum Dika Vitsira Vika Vitfafei, there are some Amos that are more and some Amos that are left. Shemeya holds that all the Yamas in the Migdash were made out of Beninus, meaning they were made from six Tvachim made up the Yama. Chutz excluding the Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach Hazov, the HaKeren, and the corner of the Mizbeach, the Keren of the Mizbeach Oila, and the Seved that went around the Mizbeach, by Yisoid and the Yisoid, that these were made from five tefachim to the yama. These were meyashita. Rabbi Yudha says, Amos binyan, how do we count the building of the bayis itself? Shisha tefachim. That Amma was made out of six tefachim. But for shokelim, all the kelim, let's say the oven, the shulchan, the mizbeach hazov, he holds was chamisha, the roll made out of five tefachim to the yama. The Amr Rabbi Yechanin says, Ushnei Mikre Chadoshu, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, they both darshin was same pasuk Shnei Mikre Chadoshu. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Eila Midas Hamizbeach. These were the measurements of the Mizbeach. Rashi says Mizbeach Hazov, the outside Mizbeach, the Eila Midas Hamizbeach, the Amos, Amma v'Tefach. So these Amos was one Amma and a Tefach. In other words, if you hold here, it was six tefachim, and other places an amma only means five tefachim, so kitzur was an amma and a tefach. That says, v'chayi ka'amma, that means the yisoy, the bottom part was one amma, the yama reichet was an amma wide, u'gvula el svasa, going around the sides of it, sabiv went around zeros, zeros echad. The zeh gav ha-mizbeach, that was like the gav of the top, the top of the mizbeach. Now, what does the pasuk mean? Chay kramo, ze yisaid, that was the yisaid of the mizbeach, and this was made out of five tefachim. Ze yisaid, then amma reichav, ze saiv, that's the saiv that went around the mizbeach. Or gvura el svasa, so what does that mean? It went around the side of it. That means saiv, zeros echad, and the kronos. Those are the kronos. Those are the corners of it. Ze gav hamizbeach, ze mizbeach hazov. That means the mizbeach hazov. So what's the machlokes over here? That Rabbi Meir sovar zehu biyamas bat chamisha. Only these kelims were measured an amma five tefachim. Mashma kol amas kelim biyamas bat sheish. But all other kelim, all with the yama was made out of six tefachim. That's Rabbi Meir shita. If you discover no kezeh yehi kol amas kelim, just like these kelim, the measurement of the yama was five tefachim. He holds all the kelim, the mizbeach was the same thing. All the measures for the kelim of the mizbeach were made out of the five tefachim. So that's Pshat the Machlokes from Meir in Reb Yehuda. The Meir says all the Yamis and the Mikdash were made out of six Tfachim. Only the Mizbeach Hazov and the Keren Yisayvi from the Yisayid, those were made out of five. And Reb Yehuda holds no, that Amos Binyin Taka Shisha Tfachim. But all the Amos, so the Keren were all five. We learn that from this Pesach, so to show this Pesach B'davka, only these Keren, or no, Reb Yehuda holds, it's not only these Keren, but all Keren was the same way. Or Kalim, the Yamra was five Tvachim. Now the Gemara says, Kosalka Daituch, we thought to say, Kosalk Daituch, mi yisayid, fi yad seviv, bi Yamra basay. That it says here, v'cheiku Yamra, which you said before, that means the yisayid, that is Yamra of five Tvachim. So how many words the yisayid means, that the Yisayid, the Yad Seviv, from the bottom of the Mizbech, the Yisayid, until the Seviv, all those Amos were made out of Amos of five Tvachim, the Gevra. In other words, we saw Pshan the Pesach was, the Chek Amo, and the Amo Rechiv, we said before that the Chek means the Yisayid, and the Rechiv means the Seviv, so from the Yisayid, the bottom of the Mizbech upwards, until the Amo of the Yisayid, all those Amos were made from Amos of Bas, Chamisha, five Tvachim. His Sayyimah says, V'may Cheikwa Amor, V'yama Rechiv, what does the Apostle mean to say, the Cheikwa Amor, the Yisayid, and the Amor Rechiv, the Sayyid, Hochikwa, this is what the Apostle means to say, in Yecheskel, that Mecheikwa Amor, from the Yisayid, the Yad Rechiv, the Yama, and until the Sayyid, it goes around the center, the middle, or the Mizbeach, the middle height, was Bas, Chamisha, was all Amos made out of five Tvachim. Samara says, let's see. Greva ha Mizbeach kame heve, how tall was the whole Mizbeach from the bottom until the top, after Amos? The whole thing was 10 Amos tall. Rashi says, there's already having Gemara in Zvachim, that says, ala Mishkan de ala Mizbeach, that we darish in ma Mishkan was 10 Amos, orich hakerish, af Mizbeach also was 10 Amos. And so it should come out, shish, B'nei Chamisha, six Amos, the first six Amos of the Mizbeach was made out of five Tvachim, the Yabor B'nei Shisha, and the top four Amos of the Mizbeach, that was made out of an Am of six Tvachim apiece. Because up until the top of the Seviv was six Amos, and then you have three Amos until the Kerem, and then the Kerem itself was one Amos, that's how you have 10 Amos. Samar says, if so, Mizbeach kami heavy, how many tfochim was the height of Mizbeach? Chamishim v'yavor, it should be 54 tfochim, that's how tall the Mizbeach was. That 6 times 5 is 30, and 4 times 6 is 24, so together that's 54. Talgu the Mizbeach kami heavy, how tall was half of the Mizbeach? Heavy esrim v'sheva, it has to be 27 Tvachim. Now, Mikronos, the Yad Seviv, from the Keren until the Seviv Kamehevi, how much was it? Esrim V'yabor, it was 24 Tvachim. Rashi says, because the Gevra of the Keren until the Seviv was 4 Amos, and those Amos were made out of 6 Tvachim. So 4 times 6 is 24, so it comes out from the Keren until the Yisayid, from the top Keren until the Yisayid, was 24 Tvachim. Kama brought some atag of the Mizbeach. If so, how far off is it from halfway of the Mizbeach? Kalesa, it was only 3 Tvachim away from the bottom part of the Mizbeach. That's where the Seviv, at the top of the Seviv, was 3 Tvachim above the halfway of the Mizbeach. It's not known like this. Chutcha Sikra, like a red line, Chodroi went around the Mizbeach b'yemtza, in the middle of the Mizbeach, in the middle of the height of the Mizbeach, they had a red line going across. Kedei lahavdu ben domer ha'yoyim l'dom ma'tachtoyim, to know exactly where the dividing point is, that certain domim has to have the zrika on top, the top half of the Mizbeach, and some dom has to have the zrika on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. So the yusta comes out that the chut ha'sikra was 3 tvachim below, underneath the seviv. If so, Elohad Ditanya, that they will learn. Kabi Eulah Soif, when you bring a korban or Eulah Soif, a bird for an Eulah, For Yoy left for the Kohen, used to go up the Kevis, used to go up the plank. Or finally was Sovir. When he was halfway up, he went on to the Sovir that goes around the Mizbeach. And according to now, the Sovir was to reach Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra. And it says, the Bonway he came, he walked, Lekeir and Jeremus Mizrach, as he walked to the south, east side, or Molech Ezeroshi, he made a Malika on the, with the head of the Eif, Mimu Opa in the back of it, the way he's supposed to, or Mavdul, and he divided the head in half, or Moitse as Domel Akir Mizbeach, he squashed, he pressed the blood out of the head on the side of the Mizbeach. Now it says, in this he's supposed to do on the top part of the Mizbeach. And it says here, V'yemos Salamata Miragloi, if he did this underneath his feet, Afidu Amachas, even one arm, still is Ksheiro. So, Mashma only one, V'yemos Salamata Miragloi, Afidu Amachas, does it one arm underneath his foot, still is Ksheiro. The question is why? Or if he does it one arm below, so one arm is a good 5 Tvachim, so it's at least 5 Tvachim below the Seveiv, which is below the Chut HaSikra. If so, HaKoyoyev El Yoyim El Amato, Mishnei Tvachim, he's putting this Oyla Seif, that's supposed to be in the top part of the Chut HaSikra, he's putting it now a good 2 Tvachim below the Chut HaSikra. If you say you put it in Amo, below the Seveiv, still it's kosher. And according to our Cheshbin, the Seviv was only 3 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra. And the Amo is 5 Tvachim. So come to have you put it 5 Tvachim down below the Chut the Seviv, you are 2 Tvachim below the Chut HaSikra. So how could it be kosher? So our Cheshbin is wrong. So most of the end of the Pshan, the Pesach is like this, I tell you. Chei Ka'amo, that it says the Chei Ka'amo, and means Kenisa Amo. It doesn't mean the height of the Seviv, but rather means the Seviv, the bottom part, the foundation of the Mizbeach, true came up in Amo, and then it went in an Amo. The Kenisa, how much did it go in, that when it went up further, it went up narrower. So the Kenisa, the coming in of the Seviv, that was an Amo. And then when it says Amo Rechev, also means the Kenisa. And then when the Pasuk says Gevura El Svosa, the end of it, about the edge, Seviv, that means Kenisa Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Pshat the Pasuk is like this now. Elokula Eser Amos de Goiva Biyama Bashisha. And all the 10 Amos of the height of the Mizbeach, all those Amos were made out of Amos of 6 Tvachim. And that though we say in this Pasuk here that the Amo was made out of 5 Tvachim, that's talking about the Kenisa, how much it comes in. So there were 3 indentions, 3 times the Mizbeach came in. First of all, by the Yisrael, after it came up one Amo, it came in an Amo. Then the Seviv, when you went up to the Seviv, also by the Seviv, also was indented coming in. And then also by the Kronos on top, Vyuvia Kronos, Kore Knisa, Shekronos Biorich, Berechiv. So that's what the Pasuk means. These 3 Knises, these were the Knisa of an Amo, Bas Chamisha. Now the Gemara says, according to this Cheshbin, if so, Binyan Mizbeach Kamo, like how height, how tall was the Mizbeach? It was Shishin. It was 60 Tvachim. If you tell me now there were 10 Amos, and each Amos, the height was 6 Tvachim, so it was 60 Tvachim tall. Now it's good. Palgur the Mizbeach Kamo heavy. What was the halfway of the height of the Mizbeach? That was Tlosin. So the Chut HaSikra went around by 30 Tvachim the height. Now Mikronos V'yad Seviv, from the Karen, the top Karen, until the Seviv, that was 4 Amos. Kam Heaven, how much was that? That was Chav Dalet. It was 24 Tvachim. So 6 times 4 is 24. 4 Amos times 6. Kam Abot Salapagat Mizrech Yisrael, how much down is it from the Seviv until the Chut HaSikra? Shisha, it was now 6 Tvachim, so it's very good. Tanan we learned. That if the Kohen was standing on top of the Seviv, which was one Amma above, 6 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra, so if he put the Dam even one Amma below, that's the Amma just by the Chut HaSikra, it's still the Yitzah. So Kitsa now comes out with the Cheshbin of the height of the Mizbech. So Moses says now, B'maya Kimta, what are you putting Pshan the Pesach though? And it says, V'cheik Amma though, we're talking about the Amma of 5 Tvachim, the Chnisa, we're talking about when the Yama comes in. For the Gemara Mimotis Mukmuslo, the Chnisa, the possible said the Pesach means by the Yisoid. Not the height of the Yisoid, but when the Yisoid starts to go in, your tana will learn like this. Mizbeach hayishloishim ushtayim ashloish ushtayim. The mizbeach itself was 32 amis by 32 amis. Olo amo. So how do you have this? The amo, the mizbeach went up one amo. That's the chur of the seiv. The yisaid. The kornas amo. Then it came in an amo. Zel yisaid. Nimtza comes out shloishim al shloishim. So the Gemara is, according to this cheshbon though, that the kenisa was only 5 tefachim. If so, it should have been shloishim u'shnei tefachim heavy. Should have been 30 by 2 tefachim. Means 30 and 2 tefachim by 30 and 2 tefachim. Because out of those two amas that you want to say it went in one arm on one side, one arm on the other side, it only went in 5 tefachim. And we're talking about now 6 tefachim. So it should have said it's 30 and 2 tefachim. That's one question. Secondly, it says Olochamish, then the Mizbeach went up 5 amas, then by the Seivev was the Konas Amma. Then again it came in one Amma. Zil Seivev, that's the measurement of the Seivev. Nimtza comes out on top of the Seivev was Esru Mishmoina, Esru Mishmoina. It was 28 amas by 28 amas, another time 2 amas were taken off. So same thing was the question. Esru Mishmoina v'yabot tfachim as it should have been. It should have been 28 and 4 tfachim. Because the going in is only 5 tefachim, not 6 tefachim. So you gain another 2 tefachim. But the Chitim, maybe you want to tell me, Kivan lehevi amma, lechashiv lemaka, lechashiv le, since there's only 4 tefachim more than the complete amma, we don't count it. So we're still asks, Mokam Kronos on top was amma mizeh v'yamim mizeh. On top of the Mizbeach, the Karen itself took up an amma by an amma. So how much is the space in the middle of the Mizbeach on top? Nimtza esru v'sheish, al esru v'sheish. The top part of the Mizbeach was 26 by 26. Now the Gemara says, no, Esrim v'sheva heavy. It should have been 27. Now together, it's three times these three extra two tefachim, which is 6 tefachim, which is an amma. So it's another amma. It should have said 27 by 27. So the Gemara says, le'dok enoch nami. The namadayik really should have been 27, but it only says 26. Now vayta mokim hulach ragle kan, even on top of the Mizbeach, where was the place that the kanim used to walk? Amma mizeh, yamma mizeh, one amma on both sides, that's where the kohanim used to walk. Nimtza comes out, the middle part of the mizbeach that was fit to put the marochis, was esrim v'yabur, al esrim v'yabur. It was 24 by 24. Mokim ha-marochis, the gemara esrim v'chamishav, it should have been 25, not 24. V'chitayim again, maybe you tell me, hachinam l'dok, it's not madurik, it's not exactly. I have walked here, the person in the Cheskel says, v'yariel shtayim esrei oirich, v'shtayim esrei reichiv. Revuah. Rashi says the Horiyah means Mokim HaMarocha, the top and part of the Mizbeach, the Mokim HaMarocha, where they actually put the fire. Shebemtza Yud Beis Amma was 12 by 12. So more is the question, Yochai would have really thought to say that really it's only 12 by 12. Yochai Shein Mel Shtei Mesrei Ashtei Mesrei Kishom, and the Pasuk says Al Arbas, when the 4 means Revuah, it was squared. They measured the middle of the Mizbeach, meaning to say it was 12 amas one way and 12 amas the other way. From the middle it was 12 each way. So it comes out together, it was square, the Mokim HaRocha, 24 by 24. So it's a kasha. We'll say now it should be 25 by 25. And here the Pasuk says, B'dith, the Pasuk is laid off. You can't say the Pasuk is laid off. The Pasuk says clearly, it's only 24 by 24. So our cheshbon doesn't come out good. So Moshe says, "V'chitem, maybe you want to tell me shish minayu mikora diama das chamisha maiselu? Maybe when the beginning, when it says 32 by 32 amis, that's how wide the bottom of the mizbeach was. It meant to include already that the amis of chamisha. Rashi said, maybe the beginning, 6 of those amis were amis of 5 tefachim." And therefore, really, the Klavashi says the Cheshem would be this. Really, it was only 31 by 31. It's almost questioning. Came if so, Rav Chol Azara, then there'll be too much space in the Azara, in the Mikdash itself. It doesn't come out good to Cheshem. It's not, we learn like this. Kol Hazara, the whole Azara itself in the Mikdash was, Hoy Sarich, it was long, Meyo Shemayne V'Sheva, 187 Amos. Arach, it was wide, Meyo Shleshem Chomish, 135. Wide. Me Mizrach Lamarav. Meya Ushmayne Visheva. It was 187 the length of it. How do you have 187? It says clearly the Cheshbon. It says, Mokum Drisus Ragli Yisrael was first Achar Asaram, was 11 Amos. Or Mokum Drisus Ragli Rinkim Ragli Kanim was also Achar Asaram, was 11 Amos. That's together, that's 22. HaMizbeach Shleishim Shtayim, it says clearly the Mizbeach was 32 Amos. It can't say it was 31, it says clearly it was 32. Then Ben Ulam LeMizbeach, Esum Shtayim Amos, another 22 Amos. HaHichel itself was Mayamos, was 100 Amos. Achat Asarama, Achuru Beis HaKaporos, in back of the Heichom, in back of the Beis HaKaporos, in back of the Kodesh Kodoshim, was never another 11 Amos. And together you have 187. So clearly we're making the Cheshbin that the Mizbech was 32 by 32. So you can't say it's 31 by 31. So Kitzach Cheshbin is off a little bit. So most of the Nechnami, Ela said like this. When the Pasuk says, Cheiko Amom, the Geiva Amo, it means the high taka. The height of the Seivig was an Amo of 5 Tvachim. Reichiv, someone says Amo, Reichiv, that's Knisa. And Gvul El Svasoi, Saviv. So maybe it was like this. The height of the Seivig, the height of the Yisoy Taka was 5 Tvachim tall. Then when the Yisoy went in, Itaka went in with a regular Amo of 6 Tvachim. After it says the Reichiv, that's the Seivig. The Seivig went in only 5 Tvachim. And that when it says Knisa Gvula al Svasa, that means the top of the Keren on top of the Mizbeach, means the height of the Keren was also Biyama Batei. Maybe that's Pshat in the Pasuk. And then the question comes out good, like we'll see tomorrow. Alright, we'll stop here.